suffer trials, but this ain't one of those years. Many times I've been broken, many days I've spent in fear. My soul, man, I could only stumble, but this ain't one of those years.
Everybody's looking for a sure thing to bet everything on and make the big cha-ching. Well, I found it. And that's no lying snake oil pitch. This is solid. You get over on the rock and no matter how high the tide rolls in, you'll be safe forever. Come on over. Yeah, well, sorry to interrupt that.
That's all right.
But you just stay in home gear. Wish I had a mic stand. Thank you. Yeah, we're
You're okay?
We're good.
Let me rearrange your house for you.
Yeah, it could be a bonus. That could be a help.
No, she was just talking about that stand over there. But I think we're good enough, and he can stand long enough to do.
You know what? I loaned it to somebody. That's where it is.
Aha.
So, when you play,
yeah,
just mix the guitar and your vocal kind of just
I'm hearing
acoustic
you.
Levels.
Do good. Have fun.
Okay. Thank you. Can you take the Beast?
Yes. Come on, Beast. Let's go this way.
See you, Nigel.
I got a real good news.
Well,
how you feel?
I feel
like doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you just start out and just fiddle around on the guitar and then do a song, and if you feel like doing another one, do another one, then I'll move that mic down and we can just talk around that.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I was actually just thinking about songs.
Yeah.
Something
old and something new?
Yeah, that might make sense.
I'll take anything I can get.
Thank you.
But something maybe a lot of people would recognize to kick into, and then something fresh that really says something about where you've been and what's happening now.
Yeah. But why don't we start with first things first and lift it to the Lord. Father, we thank you for the days of our lives, for the fact that they have meaning because of you. And we're so gratefully yours. Thank you for the fellowship of your Spirit and for the gift of music and for old friends. And Lord, we listen for your voice now. And as we just seek to worship you with our lives, we ask that you would be squarely in the middle of these proceedings. Just orchestrate this time according to your will and your way. And grant us liberty and joy in your Spirit and sensitivity to your leadings. We know life is about you. And just praise you for who you are. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Here's one that is kind of one of those foundational early songs. It's probably got more high notes than I'm ready for right now, but
you picked it.
Yeah, well,
you gotta pick it.
I usually end concerts with this one because I'm good and warmed up by then. But this has always been a special worship moment for me. It just reminds me of when Jesus came crashing into my life in June of 1970, and a few years later, I was getting ready to do a record called Welcome to Paradise, which is the thing that the Lord really used to really propel my work or put me on the map, so to speak. And I remember God's personal care and the way he orchestrates things. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in my apartment on Otsego Street in North Hollywood, and I wanted to write this kind of Joni Mitchell-esque song, just something kind of tender, to actually impress a young lady that I'd been dating, and I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll write something, and it'll speak to her heart, and she'll think, he's masculine yet sensitive. There you go. And so I started...
He's multitasking.
That's right. He's multitasking. And as I was working on the song, it seemed to take on a life of its own. It seemed to be pulling in another direction.
Yeah.
And I would stop and I'd look at the piece of paper and I'd say, no, let's think about the music of her laughter and the sunlight in her hair. Yeah. But then it kept on going in another direction.
It wouldn't go.
And after about 30 minutes, I started to figure out what was happening. And it's like I sensed that it was almost like the Lord was whispering, now, young man, if you want to write a real love song, why don't you put the horse in front of the cart?
Oh,
and
man.
Write about the author.
Sweet.
And I started laughing. I threw the pen up in the air and I said, okay, I get it. This is dedicated to the King of Hearts.
Yes.
And I wrote this in about half an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're all alone, drifting wild like a ship lost out in the ocean. Everyone's a homeless child. It's not hard to understand. We need a father's hand. There's a rainbow somewhere. You were born to be there. You're just running in circles till you reach out.
Fresh,
yeah.
Even if you're rusty in your, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's the thing that was writing that song that gets through.
Yeah, yeah. It's
penetrating. Yeah. It's illustrating your life.
Yeah, that's right.
This obviously was the one that, like you said, it put you on the map. But
yeah,
it also said who you are.
Yeah.
And that's probably why.
That's right. Yeah, it really said foundationally, yeah, what the Holy Spirit had done
in and why you were going to become too. I mean, it just I think a lot of times he just sets stuff through us that establishes mm-hmm. where we're going to go, and we don't even know what it means at the time.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And I've even talked to my wife, Leslie, about the insights that have percolated to the surface through my lyrics. As a young believer, almost like unbeknownst to me.
Yeah.
It was stuff that had more clarity and more passion than God had even developed in my walk with him.
Yeah.
And I'll look back, you know, you're sort of dusting off old songs, changing your set list, and she'll say, yeah. Now, honey, what about this song? And I'll look and I'll say, you know, that seemed to speak more than I knew at the time.
Exactly.
That was, and I'm not tooting my horn at all. I'm actually pointing to Jesus. I'm
yeah.
saying, this is kind of
it's
more...
It's actually
more,
a little humiliating.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for saying that, because that's true.
Here, donkey, say this.
That's right. That's yeah, yes. If the Lord can use even a donkey, then that I'm not far behind right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a precious thing, because it just shows that God is at work and he's personal.
Oh, yeah. He's being personal to the people that you're talking to, that he's talking to through, unbeknownst to you, you're saying yeah. something that's penetrating right to where they're living. And through the years, you have people, you know, writing you letters or emails about, 15 years ago, you know, I was in the middle of, and you wrote this song.
Yeah.
We got new stuff now, though, because it's always renewing itself, isn't it? That's
yeah.
that living water thing. You took a drink of that living water, and you don't have to thirst, because all you got to do is just let it rip. I mean, and it comes out, and it's continuing to be ahead of you.
Yeah.
You're following it. Well, where is it now? Say something about now, musically.
I don't know if there's anything all that different. I love watching his fingerprints, you know,
oh, yeah.
all over the journey.
That's, yeah, you get addicted to that.
Yeah, you really do. And that's the only thing worth being addicted to. And I just realized this just trumps everything. I just enjoy the process of kind of primal urge mm-hmm. to express...
Yeah.
A.W. Tozer called the wild holy romance. Mm. It wells up in me almost like someone getting hungry and needing to eat.
That's a good way to put it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to name my next CD this wild holy romance. So I'm just enjoying that.
Real enjoyment there.
Yeah, and I guess also, I mean, and just the more you grow and the more you listen and you're inspired by things around you, the more I just want to talk about God's truth and talk about the wild holy romance with more depth, with more freshness and creativity. So maybe then the shorter answer would be I'm less casual than I was as a young writer.
Yeah.
As a young writer, I was kind of happy with anything I wrote.
Let it flop out.
Yeah. Thought a lot about what I did.
It felt good. Well, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there it was. But yeah, now I recognize that there's only so much daylight left. I'm more passionate now than ever about relationship with him and about serving him. And so the way it's changed is it's making me just think and pray and dig in and kind of want to keep reaching for the next next creative high water mark.
You're the answer to Nicodemus's question. How can a grown man be born again? Because he's renewing us daily, and we got more... Since yesterday, we got another day of that on the clock.
Yeah.
That brings new insight, because every time you're responding to that in the affirmative and going for it, then he just pours more on. So
mm-hmm.
it's layers after layers after layers, and they're all intimate romance. Some of the old guys used to call it the divine dance. You're dancing with him, and he's showing you new steps.
I like that, yeah.
That's what's exciting, and that's what Jesus was talking about. You don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, of course you don't. I haven't gone to the cross yet.
Yeah, man. I tell you, you just realize that this life is about worshiping God with your life.
Yes.
With your whole life. Being sensitized to divine appointments, you know, putting him first in all things, taking every thought captive, keeping my eyes riveted on the Lord. We can get so distracted by our lives and process and the loud, cluttered world around us that we forget the reason we're here and the essence of the journey. It's communion with God.
Making that choice to be in that.
Yeah, and then letting that communion be expressed in everything you do.
Everything. And there's a new aspect of that, new angle on that every day.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in step, there's a new perspective that you go, wow, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Beautiful life.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the real life. And you realize that Jesus doesn't just offer life. He is life.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay, can you plug that in?
That's right, what I want.
In here.
That's what I want. So, having said that, let me do a new song. And it's appropriately entitled Jesus.
Okay. And,
Jesus in the clouds, Jesus in the stained glass, Jesus in the shroud, Jesus in the music of a newborn baby's cries. Could that be the face of Jesus shining in those eyes? Jesus Christ the superstar, Jesus Christ the Lamb, Jesus in the curse words of a drunken businessman, Jesus in the measured words of the old and wise, Jesus King of glory in a flesh and blood disguise. I got real good news, a real bad news for you. In the end, I guess it all depends upon your point of view. I got real bad news, real good news, that's true. Yeah, the way it's gonna shake down, baby, that's up to you. Up to you. Jesus as the Father, Jesus as the Son, Jesus the Messiah, ridiculed and shunned. Jesus as the morning star, Jesus the eclipse, Jesus in the whisper on the dying patient's lips, Jesus the awakening, Jesus as the spur, Jesus on the internet, Jesus as the cure, Jesus the offender of the wicked and the proud. Why is it that the name of Jesus always stirs a crowd? I got real good news, a real bad news for you. In the end, I guess it all depends upon your point of view. I got real bad news, real good news, that's true, so true. Yeah, the way it's gonna all shake down, baby, that's up to you. In the sanctuary, Jesus at the door, Jesus in the beauty of the broken and the poor, Jesus is the two-edged sword, Jesus is the way, Jesus in the cross-shaped fibers of our DNA, Jesus is the song the angels sing upon the wind, Jesus Christ the Savior washed away our sins, Jesus He is living, Jesus is the Lord, Jesus Christ, the holy truth that will not be ignored. I got real good news, a real bad news for you. In the end, I guess it all depends upon your point of view. I got real bad news, real good news, that's true. Yeah. Well, the way it's gonna all shake down. I said the way it's gonna all shake down. You know the way it's gonna all shake down. Baby, that's up to you. Baby, that's up to you.
up to you. Baby, that's up to you.
It's up to you.
Well, wow, it's great to have Randy Stonehill as my guest today. We're down in the South Carolina boonies. I mean, compared to some of the places in the world, they would consider this the real boonies. But actually, it's uptown for me because Randy and Leslie are right here. Randy's been a friend for quite a while. We've not been together much over that history.
But in similar circles for over 40 years now, actually.
Very much so.
Yeah, you know, when I first heard your voice, I didn't really know who you were, but I went, that guy. No, I'm serious. I'm not just saying this because we're doing this interview now. Be nice to the host.
This ain't an interview.
We're musicians. We're emotionally frail. No, I listened to your voice and went, oh, man. And then you and I did a thing. Forgive me for digressing, but
no.
You and I, we did some festival. Short-lived thing in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Spirit Fest.
Yeah, I think it was Spirit Fest.
Talk about boonies. That was out there, yeah. In the boonies.
But I just remember, and it was exhausting, they had us, beyond our other sets, they had us in this kind of corporate worship team that would be on stage a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember being exhausted from the road and bumping into you, and you were also part of that worship lineup. And you just inspired me, seriously, just because of your musicality and your servant's heart. And I think, oh, yeah, I thought, man, okay, I'm going to be up here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to model myself after that guy. He's here to serve, and he sounds darn good. And so, anyway.
But let me tell you just in a word about the South here.
Okay.
This is just God's dancing lessons for me. I never thought I would live in the South. I was not interested. I didn't understand the culture. Mm-hmm. And I'm still learning an awful lot. I've only been here for 3 years now. But, you know, it's just a funny thing. Because though I love my California roots and the pace and the diversity and everything there, I come here and I say, you know, this is the land, I call it the land of freight trains and fireflies. And I look at fireflies and just talk about God showing off, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we're within earshot of trains, which I just always loved. It was like music to me, just calls to my heart. So this is the land of freight trains and fireflies. I love the pace of the place. I was surprised.
Is there one?
Well, Terry,
I don't know about that. Let me think about it a couple of days.
Let me think. Yeah, so I like that. And I'll be walking my dog down the street, and someone who I don't know at all, you know, driving by, they look you in the eye and they wave.
And they wave.
And it's, I know it's just a social nicety, but if that happened
in L.A.,
you're
going, huh? Where can I hide?
What's the subtext here? Is he hitting on me? What's going on?
What
does he want? Yeah. Is there going to be gunplay? Why did our eyes meet?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I like that about it. And we're cheek by jowl, as they say. Though they shouldn't say that. It kind of makes me feel weird. But we're butted up. Shouldn't say that either. We'll go with cheek
now,
by jowl.
Yeah, let's go.
That's sounding
that
better
one.
Now.
Yeah, that's,
no, but we're, you know, we're like right next to the capital, Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And which is like a big city, small town. And so, and then with my life mate here, you know, and you know Leslie, I mean, she just...
Pure gold.
She can't help but work hard. It's just she's really come alongside and just helped do the stuff that I don't do because I'm, you know, I look over her shoulder at the computer and I'm still kind of suspicious that it's something that landed from Venus. I'm hoping it's not going to eat the dog, you know, in the night.
And then you're suspicious of her because she knows how to use it.
Well, no, I'm actually not because I see Jesus in her eyes. But I'm just saying
that,
the Lord's kept us so busy. When people say, man, how do you put up with like the wet heat in the summers? I say sporadically. Because we're only here for a few days, and then we're like in Seattle, or we're know we're just elsewhere.
It don't make no difference.
Yeah. Anyway, we like it here, and the thing is, we travel so much by God's grace that we jokingly talk about just visiting our home.
Yeah, you were saying before you've never really been this busy.
No, and I think that's a combination of God's grace and the fact that through hard times in my life, he, man, talk about restorative work. As he's gotten me to press in closer with him than ever, it's just like he was giving me more to share, you know, about the Father heart of God, deepening my roots, and I'm more passionate about serving him now than ever. So anyway, that was my extensive
well, you answered some of the South. Some of my deepest questions, you started going that direction already.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you've been through a lot the last few years. A lot of, it's not just transition, it's transformation kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like a brand new life. And I want to hear a little bit more about that. I mean, you're giving insight into wanting to serve the Lord more, knowing him better. You talk about the intimacy with the Lord, the encounter with him, his signature on stuff, and noticing how he synchronizes.
Yeah.
That is very, not just therapeutic, but it's like good meds for people in the world right now, because they're thinking everything is falling apart when actually God is building them. He's rebuilding, he's remodeling every day if we let him.
Yeah.
And if you're connected with the perspective from the world's mind, then you haven't a clue. You're starting to go, ouch, and why are you doing that? Or where are you? Or wondering if you went on vacation, but God doesn't go on vacation. He does things for our good, and he brings us through stuff. And then we look back and go, okay, the only logic to this thing is that he trusted his investment in me enough to squeeze me through this eye of the needle thing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the scriptural address of this, but that he would be faithful to complete in you the good work he's begun.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, yeah, the deal is you're a new creature in Christ, and like you said, he is committed to his investment there. And so he uses everything in the journey.
Everything.
Even when you go wandering off into the ivy like a blind chihuahua, you know, which I have done, he's used those very things to remind me of the heart of the matter, which is that I am his. Mm-hmm. My life is not my own. I was, like it says in Corinthians, you were bought at a price.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so glorify the Lord with your body and with your spirit, which are God's. Mm-hmm. He has used the toughest stuff in my life to break down all my false constructs about how I thought I could run the ship and get me to keep my eyes on him. And when I look up, instead of seeing condemnation, you know, this God's about to backhand you. You step out of line one more time, Stonehill, I'm going to hit you so hard it'll kill your whole family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I saw eyes of love.
Yeah, and how'd you like that?
Man, you know, that's just so precious to me. And that's not to say, please let me clarify, that's not to say that there are not consequences to your actions. But what God reminded me of was that I'm not alone, and there's nothing I can do to shake him off.
And that, don't you think that it's probably true that even the consequences wind up being some sort of building block some ways, because you're not going to get rid of that. I mean, that's built into you. Actually, in some way, it's going to be a tool.
Yeah, and it has been through the toughest failures and times of my life. I recognize that just when I expected it least, and when I felt I deserved it least, I felt this hand on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. Now, in our flesh, we would think just the opposite. Okay, when I'm really dialed in and I'm doing well and I'm your man, God, and boy, you know, here we go.
And then
then you're going to bless me. But it was like at some of the worst times of my life when I didn't even want to look in the mirror at my own brokenness, I sensed God saying, there's no case too hard for me, son. Take my hand. We have places to go. We have people to meet. We got a life to live. Now you just proved to yourself that you can't run the show. And I've been waiting for you to really learn that on a heart level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're mine. And then I realized in those moments by his grace, I mean, that I'm his, but amazingly enough, he's mine too. So it's been so great. It's been so precious. But even the consequences, like you said, God, his sense of economy is so remarkable. He uses everything
Yeah.
And I learned as I experienced some of the consequences, which are, you know, a sadness about failure or a sadness about lost opportunity. Mm-hmm. He uses even that to remind me of my profound need and gratitude for his grace. And he has used it, even in my ministry work, to sensitize me to the brokenness of other people.
So he can send you to people that are really broken.
Yeah, because I've tasted it, and I've also tasted forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So it's made me more sensitized to others, more interested in their plight, more patient.
Yes.
Because I'm going, man, he met me. He re-met me, or he reminded me that he's always been here when I had nothing.
Yeah.
And so it's so weird when people say, well, I know you've had some hard times. What do you say about that? I say, I would not wish them on anybody. And at the same time, I'm glad they happened, as weird as that sounds, simply because of who God is and the fact that I would not be who I am now or where I am now if I hadn't walked through that stuff. So you just got to say, hallelujah, you are the Lord God Almighty. You are the lover of our souls.
And you sit on the throne of my heart.
Yeah.
Because you belong there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the only one that belongs there.
And I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah, but I've learned it.
You know?
Now
it's just the job of deferring to it in the new vistas, the new challenges. I mean, he'll keep uncovering stuff in us right to the end of this life.
Yeah.
I mean, I've come to the conclusion that that's not going to be over. I'm not going to plateau out. It gets more humiliating all the time. But but at the same time, you know, if somebody knew how humiliating it was, they would go, oh, that's awful. And I'll say, yes, ouch and hallelujah at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of a better way to live a life. I'm a hardhead, and it takes drastic measures to get my attention, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the same club there.
I'm smiling because I'm thinking of myself. What a slow learner.
And we can talk that language and go, yes, hallelujah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's God's glory he wants out of my flesh and bones gift to him daily. And I don't have to manage that. All I have to do is keep, like you said, looking up.
Yeah.
Keep my eyes on him. And we learn that by obedience. We learn that by discipline. Mm-hmm. And the Father disciplines those he loves.
Yeah, he chastiseth those that he loves.
And he loves me a lot.
Woo! Ouch. Sometimes it feels like a tough love.
Yes.
But you know, with the mood lighting, the hematomas are barely visible. We have some lovely makeup. We can now touch you up here.
Yeah.
No,
he's just for the show. Okay.
Yeah, just for the show. That's precious.
What a life.
Yeah, it's the life. To me, everything else is truck tires on a gravel road. Yeah. It's just a lot of motion and dust, but you're not going anywhere. So I'm just thinking, man, you know, it's taken me almost all my lifetime to really learn this.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it? I think it's Haggai 2:9, maybe. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, declares the Lord. And in this place I will give peace. Yes. And I'm thinking, what do I have? I'm 61. Maybe I've got a year. Maybe I've got 30.
Yeah.
But because of God's plan and the power of his hand, the next 5 or 10 years, whatever I've got, can be 50 times more rich and dense than all the previous time, because I know that life is about just letting the wind of his spirit blow through every day. It's so interesting. I got to tell you, Terry, I get up every morning now and I get in the shower, and that's like where my prayer time starts.
Yeah.
I'll tell the Lord, frankly, I'll just say, Lord, okay, your Holy Spirit dwells within me. That's so jaw-dropping and outrageous how otherworldly which is exactly...
Extraterrestrial or something like that.
Yeah, it's exact because he is otherworldly. He created this world. But
that's right.
I mean, how great that is. And I'll get up every morning and I'm in the shower and I'm saying, Lord, Holy Spirit, have complete and absolute dominion.
Yes.
Over every part of my life.
Yeah.
There's nothing more important.
Yes.
There's nothing more right. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Even when you are doing things I don't understand or you're taking me through difficult things, yeah, as long as I know that I'm in the palm of your hand and you're taking me,
yes,
I'm not interested in anything else anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I love how profound and in a way how simple the gospel is in that if Jesus is who he claims to be, and indeed
he is, yes,
this changes everything.
Everything.
It just changes everything. Who you are.
It changes everything every day.
Yeah, and what you think life is about, how you think the world works, it changes everything. So I just say, well, God, I'm a slow learner, but I think by your grace I'm mm-hmm. getting this, and I'm going with you.
I wake up and go, oh, we get to do this again.
Yeah, let's.
And then I realize he's saying the same thing. He's going, okay, another day. Let's do this and let's do that. And he's giggling because I'm reaching up and grabbing his hand and yeah. saying, I want to go. Let's go.
Right.
Whatever you want to do, I'm in all the way.
Yeah.
And I can sense his smile in that mm-hmm. because that's the childlike faith that's looking for him in everything, whether it looks like it's going to destroy me or give me such pleasure I can't stand it or humiliate me. With the generosity. I mean, mm-hmm. that sometimes happens. I mean, it comes out of the blue, too. How can you be so generous? And, you know, nobody knew that I wanted that.
Yeah.
And you were just overhearing it. I didn't tell you.
Uh-huh.
But then he just comes in with it. And you go, well, you're mine, too. And I'm yours. Nobody else's except for who you give me to. And, of course, he's given us to our wives, and there's where the rubber meets the road. It all goes out from there.
Yeah. Amen.
It's amazing.
How different our lives would look if we were really convinced that God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And for all I've just said in the past few minutes, I'm still learning that.
Yes, of course.
Quite often we do this thing of transference subconsciously, whereby we adopt an image of God that we learn from our own experience with our own biological fathers. I love my father very much,
mm-hmm.
and I respect him, but he was pretty broken in his own way, a bit distant, came from a critical family, so he mm-hmm. was he tended to be kind of hypercritical. And I could tell he was just not the happiest man that I've known, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you could feel that in the house. So then I had this profound lightning bolt experience with the Holy Spirit in the late, great Larry Norman's kitchen back in June of 1970.
Uh-huh.
And it just put me on a whole different road. However, that stuff that you grow up with, those roots run deep, man.
Oh, yeah. That's circuits that are plugged in, and they're plugged in good.
Yeah, yeah. And even though you can even understand something intellectually and say, no, wait a minute. I'm a new creation in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I got to own that day by day, choice by choice, prayer by prayer. These things are changing from the inside out. It's still a long process.
Yeah.
And I realized that for the longest time, as a matter of fact, once I talked to Leslie about this, I realized that though I recognize the power of the cross and I have seen the manifestation of God's love in countless ways,
mm-hmm.
there's still a part of me that imagines that that the Holy Father,
that he's not really happy.
Yeah, right. He's like my dad. He's
very
like
critical.
He's just waiting to call you down on something mm-hmm. or whatever, or like backhand you if you get out of line. And you know, I remember Leslie just saying, "Oh, honey,
mm-hmm.
that's not true." I said, "Yeah, it's not, is it?"
Mm-mm.
I've been a Christian so many years, but man, those dark waters run deep. And I'm just saying, oh, the liberty that we would have, and the joy, and the power. If we knew that indeed God loves us, and there's a scripture about him delighting in his children. I got to find that one. I feel like having it tattooed on my chest. Because the times I really do get that, it's liberating. It's wonderful, you know. But then again, most of the time I still am struggling with those shadows. I think the only way to get around that or get through it or get over it is keep learning how to worship God with your life. Keep your eyes riveted on Him, you know, and look at the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to hide it in your heart.
Yes.
You know, I want to find that scripture that talks about God delighting in His children and saying, yeah, He delights in me and the fact that I really am just wanting to go with Him. I try daily to abandon my own agenda and just say, I like you said, I'm there, I'm reaching out, I want to hold your hand. Mm-hmm. And God is happy about that, and you can feel Him smiling.
Yeah,
you
know? He's fulfilling His plan. His plan is being activated and perpetuated in us in a personal context that He made up when He put you together. But He gave you this hardwired stuff that are the obstacles to you actually being complete in those, because this life, we won't experience that. We see it, though, by faith in Him. We see it, and we can enjoy it to a certain extent. But in this life, it's like we look through a glass darkly. We're looking at something that we can taste and we can glimpse, but the job one is to keep looking and stretching for it. And that's the perfection that Jesus is trying to say. Your Father in heaven is perfect in His intention, His engagement, His participation, and His vigilance, and His integrity, and His faithfulness, and His fidelity, and all of those things. And He's bought that for me. I have it here. Now my job is to defer to that, and that's what this life is.
Yeah.
That whole universe was made for the purpose of you having those individual little moments to make that choice. Will I be controlled? Will I be identified with the hardwire that happened in my experience and my family? Well, that's the choice that we make.
Yeah.
I have this assurance that every morning before I open my eyes, Jesus is waiting for me to wake up, because He's got in His hands all the grace, all the graces. Grace is a specific tool that He's waiting for me to wake up so I can simply reach up and take the tools for the day. Not that I know what's going to happen, but I take these tools and I put them to work when they're needed against the antagonism, against the crosswind.
Yeah.
Not just the wind of the world's way of thinking, but I'm connected with that.
Yes.
In a very physical and emotional and mental way. And so I'm doing that against all of that current and realizing, okay, more and more, this is taking all of my strength. This is 24/7.
Yeah, it's like salmon going upstream, right?
Yeah. And I can't do with just a few moments on a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning.
Right. No.
That won't cut it. In fact, I can't go 2 or 3 days. I mean, we've been on the road, 40 years? And we discovered pretty early on that we couldn't go 3 days without having intimate time in the Word and praying together in the morning.
Yeah.
The Lord had the grace to let us discover that really early. We can't do this without that connection. You can't just go on your own steam.
Yeah.
And if you do, the world's going to get really ugly really quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't take a day or two for me, because I came from deep completion of being a part of the human race. That's my history. And Jesus happened to be there at the moment. And we're talking about the same transformation encounters with the Lord, because He never leaves us.
Right.
And we can't understand how He could just stand there and watch us go through such pain until we get a glimpse of the cross and we go, oh, this ain't so bad. I mean, it's bad, but oh boy.
Yeah, you realize He is intimately acquainted with human suffering and humiliation. And
Yeah. And it's all about the cross. Okay, watch this. This is the worst the enemy can do to you. It's the worst he can do.
Right.
So I know you're worried about
stuff. And it doesn't take much to get you whining about uncomfortable things and things that go crossways. You know, they don't give you a good piano to play and stuff like that. But come on, let's get with the game.
Yeah.
This is the game, and I bought all this already. I bought it. You just have to act it out in that flesh right there that you're responsible for. Walk it out. And as you do, you're getting equipped for the main event. This ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
The main event is coming, and I want you to take the position that I made you for. Your body part, and it's going to be more real that we're synced together in this beautiful, orchestrated, divine dance that's going to rule the world in an atmosphere of peace, but with a rod of iron. It's pretty interesting language, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I've worn you out enough. Randy, thanks for spending this time with me.
Oh, man, it was a delight.
It's good to get to know you and get to have an excuse to just sit down and fellowship because we have a common addiction.
Yes, we do. Yes, sir, we do. Yeah, and I really have enjoyed just fellowshipping with you and hearing your heart for God and your insights. My, how time flies.
Yes, it's amazing. Fun. It's amazing how quickly, don't get me started on time, because God just makes it as we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's sculpting the whole thing every moment for everybody. And I'm just so happy I'm in the game. Game on.
Yeah, man.
We're going to have a long friendship, Randy.
That's right.
And a long working relationship.
Yes.
Because he's got something up his sleeve. Yeah.
He's got a very long sleeve.
Very long sleeve. And great plans. Thanks, Randy. Oh. God bless you, man.
Man, thank you. This was a joy.
This life seems so confused. Sometimes I just sit and don't know what to say. I ask myself why and where am I going? And does anybody know? I hear people say, come over here, listen to me. Whoa, I've got it. Yes, I know what's going on. But man's wisdom has always failed him. And I know someone who never can. Clouds may come and cover the sun, and I may feel all alone, but Jesus' feet I can see right beside me, 'cause together we're walking home. Following Christ, there is no other so loving and so wise, and He, the one who cares, the one who understands, so I'll choose to follow.
choose to follow him. Following Christ, there is no other so loving and so wise. And he's the one who cares. He's the one who understands. So I'll choose to follow.
All the music you hear me sing on Terry Clark and Friends can be found at our website, catalystpeople.com. CATALYST, like in chemistry, people.com. Please come visit us soon.